For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
You know what that means, boys and girls?
The Devils! Settle!
Goodbye and good night. Bang!
What's up, rest friends?
Hello.
How's everyone? My name is Edie.
And my name is Teddy.
And you are listening to the Rest Friends podcast. We are up and running. We're ready to go, aren't we, Rest Friends?
We're so ready to go.
We are super excited that you guys are joining us. It is a beautiful, like it's not beautiful, right? Not Sunday morning.
No, it's not sunny. I don't know. It's kind of weird today. The streets are lonely. Like, what's going on? It doesn't feel like Sunday.
You said the streets are quiet. Nobody's out and about.
Too quiet.
It really is too quiet. Let's put our little banner up here. Look at that. We are fancy around here at Rest Friend.
Rest Friend. I love you for that. Look at that.
Make sure that you guys comment down below. We can feature your comments on the screen. And if you are not watching this live, well, then you're listening to the audio version. But if you don't have time to watch us on the stream right now, we are going to be in an audio version on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere that you get your favorite podcast. So we're going to be with you for, I guess, however long.
However long we last on here, I guess.
However long. Yeah. So, Rest Friend, how have you been?
I've been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been okay. How about you? Yeah.
I've been all right. I mean, I was telling you, we went to Starbucks. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
We went to Starbucks before this, and we were kind of just chatting about how our week has been. And I was telling you that I felt like off this week, and I felt like the earth, I always blame the earth's rotation. And I don't know like what was happening. I was imbalanced. I can't sleep well. And I like feel like the last 2 weeks of wrestling, I've blacked out.
Same. Yeah, we really were just talking about that and we feel the same.
Yeah.
It's been so weird. You were talking about the moon, Rush Friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely the moon. Anytime I look up at the moon and it's like the clouds are going over it. It's like Halloween-ish season. Mm-hmm. It's spooky season. And it always just kind of takes me out because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Oh, we already have a comment. Oh my God, it's Troy. Said I'm back in the restaurant's live comment section. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Troy. We absolutely love you. Guys, check out the Joshi journals. Fantastic. Everything that I know about Joshi, I learned from Troy.
Man, the fact that, okay, Troy just started this podcast not that long ago, and he's already taught me so many things.
Iconic,
literally. That is the perfect word, iconic.
Love it, Troy. Thank you so much for joining us. We're super excited to have you join us during the podcast today. And this is one thing that I love about this is that now we can actually interact with our listeners in real time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm super excited. Rest Friend.
Let me leave my coffee.
What do you want to start with today?
We
literally could talk about anything.
Anything?
We have our notes, but before,
anything? Yeah. Are you sure? Because anything for you and I means Yuna and Hangman.
I know.
So
it really does. Let's not start with them. Oh, you know what? Did you watch RJ City interview Hangman?
Of course.
Okay, you're gonna have to tell me about it because I have not watched it. I haven't watched it.
You have to. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you. A lot of the humor there, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't think I'm too young because Hangman and I are the same age. But some of their humor was like, what is going on? I don't understand what's going on. Maybe it's just like a culture thing. So I'm muy Mexicana. I don't understand what's going on.
That is so funny. You know, RJ City likes to make these like old school references.
Yes.
And when we were at FanFest, I wanted to interview him, but he had such a long line and I like didn't want to interrupt. So I'm like, okay, I'll let it pass. But one of the questions that I did have prepped for him was like, oh, you make a lot of like old time references in your interviews. I was, do you like living in the past? That was one thing. I think he would have popped for that.
I think so too. I think he would have definitely had a smart response to that too. Because that's the thing too. He always knows what to say.
Yes.
He always has a response for everything.
And he's a comedian. Right. So they're always great at improv. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I love about comedians.
Yes.
Just their ability to be quick on their feet.
Yes.
Quick on their feet. Yeah.
Yes.
But that was one of the questions that I was going to ask him. So he does make a lot of old timey references.
He uses William, a lot of big words.
The William Regal one, I was very lost.
I could imagine. I haven't watched the William Regal one.
That would, Restaurant, you have to watch it.
No, I don't think I did.
You have
Restaurant,
to watch
I'll
it.
Be so lost. I'll be that meme of the people doing the math in their head. Like that'll be me.
Like, the, and then the eyes, everyone were like, oh man.
Who else, who could he have on there that we would be completely lost?
Oh man, it's got to be someone who's like super smart.
Super smart, right.
Super smart. Well, I guess.
Danielson, has he already been on there?
I want to say Danielson has been on there, yeah. Correct us if we're wrong, but I want to say Danielson has been on there. You know, Yuta was a good one.
Yuta was a good one?
Yuta was a good one.
Okay. I think I did watch the Yuta one.
Yeah.
My memory is horrible.
I'm telling you, these past few weeks have been insane.
It's the moon. I agree with you.
It's the moon. It's the rotation. The guy on TikTok told me that something was going to happen with Taurus, with the, I don't know, but I knew that Rest Friend would know. So I have to show you the TikTok.
Yeah, show me.
I feel like you would be able to make sense of it because I got the first 5 seconds. He's like, if you are watching this video on October 28th, I was like, I am.
This is for me.
I am this watching.
This is for me.
Exactly. I was like, I am watching this video. How did you know? That's crazy how TikTok be doing that.
No, seriously. It's kind of scary sometimes.
And then
sometimes
I have to like the video. Then I have to like bookmark it. Cause I'm like, oh my God, I might need this. I might need this next year on October 28th. What a mess.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
All right. Let's talk about wrestling.
Okay. That's what we're here for, right?
We have a lot to talk about. Let's start with LA Knight and Roman Reigns. Okay. They're going to fight at Crown Jewel. And recently they had a contract signing and Roman Reigns is coming out, right? He's got his music playing. It's all good to go. Samantha was like, Roman Reigns, right? And then he's putting up his championship title. Paul Heyman's in the back. And before he puts that title belt up for the pyro, LA Knight's music hits. It goes, LA Knight. It goes exactly like that, okay? And LA Knight comes out and the crowd goes wild.
Crazy.
Crowd goes wild. And he totally passes Roman Reigns, Rest Friend. Like, he didn't even say anything to him, didn't acknowledge Roman Reigns at all.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious. Roman Reigns is like, what is happening right now? He was in the Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone. He had no clue. But they get into the ring and LA Knight is holding his own. Mm-hmm. I love this feud. I really do, because I feel like LA Knight is such a star and Roman Reigns has been on top for such a long time.
Yep.
So what are you thinking is going to be the outcome of this match? Do you think Roman's going to win, or do you think LA Knight possibly could pick up a win at Crown Jewel?
I feel like it's definitely possible for LA Knight to pick up that win, just because, I mean, the crowd goes crazy for him. I feel like WWE would be dropping the ball if they don't make this man the champion soon, because the fans love him. I mean, the fact that, okay, he disrespected Roman Reigns. Okay, when I saw that clip, because you sent it to me on TikTok,
yes.
I felt angry for Roman. I was like, excuse me? And he just let it happen? Rest Friend, I would have went after LA Knight.
Couldn't be me.
No, definitely could not be me. He's way better than me, which is weird, right? Because Roman Reigns, he just let that happen.
That's crazy.
Crazy restaurant, especially. And then he just goes, LA Knight, I just love that. He comes out with his sunglasses, goes in the ring, and just all he does is stand there and the crowd is like,
for it.
A star.
Yes.
A star.
And mind you, I didn't watch SmackDown. A lot of the Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, I watch on later clips for Twitter, and LA Knight is always on like the hottest clips from whatever show he's on. Mm-hmm. So good for LA Knight. I really like that he's getting pushed.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, all right, LA Knight, the crowd is behind him. Everybody loves him. He's got some great promos. Literally, when he was in front of Roman Reigns, he was like, oh, nobody does it better. And then he had to tell the crowd, wait, don't say it right now. And the crowd was like, okay, we won't. But then the yeahs kept coming in. Like, it was just so cool to see. I'm just kind of scared because, you know, we had such really high expectations with Cody.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what I was thinking too. You're so right. We thought Cody was going to take that win too, right? Because not only was the crowd hot for him, but it was a very good feud going on. And we're like, okay, Cody is definitely going to take this win. And then bam, So you're right. I don't know why I'm sitting here so confident. Like, oh yeah, I think LA Knight might take the win. I mean, also there has been rumors that they want Roman Reigns to be the longest reigning champion ever, right?
Ever. I think, is he not already? I thought he was.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know either, best friend, but I don't know. I feel like when it comes to wrestling, obviously everything is unpredictable.
It is. It very much is.
But it's also crown jewel, so
anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know either.
I honestly don't know either. What do you want to happen though? Like, do you want Roman Reigns to
absolutely
still be champ? Like,
no.
Oh, you want him to lose?
Roman Reigns to lose?
You want him to lose?
I want him to lose.
Okay.
I feel like you can still tell the story of the bloodline without Roman as champion.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, when they took that other title off of him and gave it to Seth, I'm like, okay, makes sense. But I feel like they might have dragged this on a little too long.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way of making Roman Reigns seem strong without a champion.
Yes. Right? I agree with you of them. Like, it just, it's been so long. And not only that, they didn't really, I mean, he hasn't been on TV or defending the title as much as, you know, you'd expect a champ to. He's been gone a lot.
Yeah.
So you would think that he would have already dropped the title. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, you never know, especially with WWE. I mean, they're very hot on Roman. They always have been.
They really are. They love them some Roman Reigns.
They really, really do.
I'm never going to forget the promo battle that he had with John Cena, where he like slipped up on his lines and John Cena was like, whoa, 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 get it right. You're going to have to do this. You're going to be, if you want to be the top dog, you're going to have to know how to do these. Best friend.
How did you feel, best friend?
I would have gone home and never come outside.
Yes. Mm. So you felt secondhand embarrassment just watching that?
I really did. I said, if John Cena, I would cry.
No, yes, honestly. Me too. On TV?
On television? And then on the internet?
And then on the internet. Mm-mm. Yeah, no, honestly, it's scary.
Couldn't be me. You know what was scary? The return of House of Black. I'm super excited to chat about this. I have been waiting, Rishon, to get your thoughts on not only House of Black, but Malakai.
Malakai
is back.
Yeah. Collision, there was a lot of...
Collision was insane,
right?
Yeah, the past 2 weeks of Collision have been wild because House of Black has made their return, mm-hmm. and the lights are always going on and off. They are appearing everywhere. They're beating everyone up.
Yes.
Well, that's what happened like the first time, right? They came out and literally destroyed everyone, and it was giving me essence, little sprinkles of Blackpool Combat Club.
Okay.
Do you remember when they would come out and just beat everyone up?
Mm-hmm.
And that really established them as such a dominant group. Not saying that House of Black didn't establish themselves as dominant before, but now you're like, damn, they're not playing games.
Well, and then it's also because Julia's also joining in, mm-hmm. and getting her own with the women. So it definitely makes it feel bigger.
Yeah.
And holy shit, this is the year's almost over, but this is the year of House of Black and maybe 2024 as well.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that one, Russ Run. The recent Collision episode, you mentioned Julia made her return, and I was very excited because Julia just came back from her honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
She got married. Congratulations to you, girl.
Congratulations.
Love. We were talking about this before.
We literally love.
Here for it. Man, Julia has just, she's probably top five of like the rising stars of the year, right? Of breakout stars.
Yes, because that's someone else that the crowd has been, fans have been very, very hot on.
Yeah. You can say Sky Blue. Julia. Who else?
Tony Storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could also argue Willow.
Yes,
yeah,
Willow.
She won the Owen Hart tournament.
For sure.
I love how they're Sheeta. All women.
Yes.
Yes.
Sheeta.
Girls. Who would imagine a single man?
I honestly, they weren't even in there.
Wasn't even thinking about it. Mm-mm. The only person that popped up was Roderick Strong.
What? Oh yeah,
but that's only because I heard Adam. Oh my gosh, yeah, man! All rise for the House of Black. I'm here for it.
And then there we are when we're at show standing up.
We're fucking part of the crew.
We're part of the call. Okay?
Honestly, if Malachi saw us, he'd be like, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He would pop.
He would definitely pop.
Sergio standing up for me. Not even best friends. Sergio.
Everyone. Oh, here we go. Talking about Sergio.
Sorry. I think Malachi Black. I think Sergio.
Because, okay, first of all, I'm going to go back to FanFest.
Okay.
When Sergio met Malachi and he did not tell me. And I'm still offended because I had to pull it out of Sergio. I feel like
that man.
Sometimes you have to ask Sergio.
Yes.
Because Sergio is not one to be like, oh my God. First of all, I don't think I've ever heard him say, oh my God.
No.
This is how I imagine him telling somebody, right?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I just met Malachi. And that's not what happened. You had to tell me like, oh yeah, he met Malachi.
I had to tell you guys.
I was like,
yeah.
Sergio, you just met Malachi? And he was like, yeah. Well, tell me all about it. You know, with me, you need to spill the beans.
Yeah.
I'm a spill the beans kind of gal. Because I feel like that's how I give chisme.
Yeah.
Like I try to be detailed and I'll tell you like what the smell was like, what the temperature of the room was. And I need those kind of details from Sergio, especially when he was meeting one of his favorites, Malachi. And he didn't even tell me the pat on the back. You had to tell me.
I had to tell you guys not every detail. I didn't want to share his experience like that, but I did have to share the patting in the back part because first of all, it was so manly. It was one of those like, pat, you know, like that bro pat. And it was so cute. It was so adorable. But I mean, restaurant, you know how men are, first of all, they are so horrible at chisme.
Yeah.
They'll hear chisme and they don't ask questions.
They don't.
You know, like it's true. Although I see it on TikTok all the time when wives are talking about their husbands or boyfriends, or whatever, like, oh, they'll get the chisme about their sister, but they won't ask questions. They won't ask, oh, why did their sister get divorced?
Yes.
They'll just say, oh, they got divorced. I don't know what happened. And it's like, what do you mean? Get all the details.
Yes. And I didn't ask. Why didn't you
right,
ask?
Exactly. And so that's how Sergio is. It's not that he wasn't excited because he was. Mm. He has it as his wallpaper, his picture with Malachi.
Sergio.
What's it called? I'm sure it was like the best moment of his life, but yeah, I had to share that for you. But could you tell that when I was telling you guys a little bit of the details that he was so happy, he was just smiling the whole time? Like
they had just taken his kindergarten picture,
yes,
and they had given him like the best photo and like a little sticker or something.
Yeah.
It was great. And I love all these interactions that we've been able to have, like all of us together.
Yeah.
Because we'll be at the same event and we'll meet some people and then we can talk about how our interactions were with them. And then we all vicariously live that interaction through the
yes.
story.
Yes. Yes. It's honestly, I feel like that is one of the best parts of that's my favorite thing about being a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that we've made friends. People that we had no idea who they were before this, right?
That's so
total strangers.
I think about that all the time. The way that the world had to align for us.
Yes.
To all meet and to hang out. And now we have our own established crew.
Yes.
That's insane.
Insane. And all because of wrestling. Again, you and I, we've talked about this so many times, but we'll talk about it again. Yes, we're cousins. And yes, we saw each other here and there, family get-togethers.
Yeah.
Here and there, though. But then what really brought us together and closer was wrestling.
It really was.
And again, having our friends there when we're meeting our people. Okay, the experience of meeting your favorite wrestlers is already amazing as it is. But when you are done and your friends are telling you, oh my God, they loved you so much. Oh my God, this and this and that. It makes the experience way better.
Yeah.
Way, way better. I don't know. Going back to FanFest restaurant, it's so exciting.
Like, no, I mean, I feel like anytime we go as a unit anywhere,
yeah.
I just have flashbacks. I go to work every day on the train and every day I have to pass Buckingham Fountain. And best friend, the way that that's changed for me now, anytime the fountain is still full thriving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my friends, when we were all there and Claudio's theme music was playing, what are the chances of that? It's just great memories that we've been able to build. And I can't wait to keep building these memories.
Same.
With our friends and with our rest friends.
Our rest friends.
You know, I feel like we have a really nice community of people who just love wrestling and love all these experiences. So like, yeah, it's just been crazy to think that we've been able to make such close friends and such really great bonds and relationships with people who we didn't know.
who live in way different states, different coasts, and are so different. We're all so different.
Yeah.
But we all get along so well. You know, one of the things that I'm so happy and proud of with our group, like this past All Out, mm-hmm. was that we hung out the whole weekend and there was literally not one fight. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to talk bad about anybody because all we were doing was just having so much fun.
Yeah.
It was such a great weekend. Yeah. And I can't wait to do it again. And again.
And again. And again. And again. Yeah, we're super. Oh, it's gonna be so amazing.
Oh my god, that reminds me. Shout out to Casey, because we were just talking about this. She posted today that it's her four year
anniversary
of becoming a wrestling fan, and that is so cute. So shout out to you, Casey. 4 years, and you already know way more than me. So that's amazing.
Same, Casey. Be going like, it's crazy because you know we've been watching wrestling for years, but then Casey knows like the old school stuff.
Yes.
I was like, oh my god, Casey, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I'm like, wait, who? Oh, right, that person. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. If you guys don't know who Casey is, follow her on social media, Over the Moonsaults. It's on Twitter, on Instagram, and she's just a fantastic cosplayer. Mm-hmm. We love her. She does really great work. Oh, I love all of our friends.
I love all of our friends, they're too.
Amazing. Okay. Let's get back to the wrestling news. Señor Rouge.
Oh my gosh.
Señor Rouge is back. La Facción Ingobernable. And recently at Collision, after Ricky Starks picked up the win against Dax Harwood, the House of Black, and Ricky and Big Bill, they were in the ring. They were ready to fight, restaurant. The lights went off, right?
Yeah.
And then House of Black is in the ring. House of Black was there all night by the stands. Restaurant, I would have been back there like, can you guys turn around? I just need a picture. Jeez. You think Malachi would have smiled?
Absolutely not, Rich Friend. Out of all the wrestlers, House of Black? No.
I think Brody would have smiled.
You think so?
Out of the three of them? I don't think Buddy. I think Buddy.
Definitely not Buddy.
About Rhea, I'd be like, oh, I love Rhea. He'd be like, love her too, or something like that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope he would pop for
if he
real,
didn't like... say anything for Rhea Ripley, I would have to tag her and be like, yo, man is out here not claiming you. You could do better.
You could do better.
That's what I would have said if he didn't blame her. But of course, I feel like he would have said something.
No, I think he would have too.
Would have been like, or he would have like giggled or something, or he just would have made eye contact, or shouted, "Oh my god, shut up!" Sorry.
You know what? As long as they don't just stand there and ignore you, that's all that matters.
Honestly, yeah. As long as they said something, if they could have been mm-hmm. dismissive, then I would have been like, "Okay, I was acknowledged." Acknowledged, yeah. So. You know, they're in there, FTR is by themselves, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you hear, what is it? No pasa nada, perros. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god! I know that language!
Is Rouge gonna make it okay for us to call people perros? Because I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
If we're gonna be at wrestling shows and I'm gonna be calling all the men around me perros, and they're gonna be like, ha ha ha, and I'm gonna be ha 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 mm-hmm. heen with them, but, I mean, not with them.
Not with them.
Of them. No. Yeah. How do you say that?
Yeah, at them.
At them, yeah, right? Okay, yeah. Because I can't believe he's allowed to be saying this. I can't believe he's allowed to call people perros.
Really? Really? Because...
Oh, you know what? I mean, I say anything before Tony Khan sees this and he's like, oh, he's like, I shouldn't? Oh.
He's like, that's crazy. Yeah, because, okay, we're going to give you guys a little Spanish 101. A perra is a female dog in mm-hmm. English, mm-hmm. right? So a perro, you can make the connection, right? So just at, like, just... You know. And
people are going to be like, no, I don't know.
Gonna be like, no, please explain. We explained far enough already. So, yeah, everyone was in the ring. And then you hear Señor Rush's theme. That's not his theme. I guess that's the LFI theme, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, Jalístico, Preston Vance, and Señor Rush are in the ring. And they're kind of looking at FTR. And I was scared, his friend. Even though, like, FTR is, like, not my favorite.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, that's like 25 people on two. It wasn't like 25 people, but you guys know. And then Rouge turns around and they start fighting House of Black. Rest friend, that was unexpected.
Yes. Rest friend. Okay. Okay. First of all, I know you're happy about Rouge's comeback, right? Mm-hmm. What are you expecting out of this? Because every time that we see Rouge, we're like, okay, he's going to beat people up, obviously, because that's what he does. He beats the crap out of people. Remember... The one match that I remember the most from AW, of course, is him against Hangman. And yeah. I was like, oh my god, I was so scared for Hangman. Because not only does he call people perros, but he can beat people up.
Yeah.
So anyway, what are your expectations now that he's back? Especially watching him be go against House of Black.
It's crazy because when House of Black initially came back and they were fighting, you know, Black Bolt Combat Club and literally fighting everyone in sight, I'm like, all right, here we go. We got our next Blood and Guts. It's going to be House of Black and Ricky and Big Bill versus BCC and FTR. I felt like that's what it was going to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now with House of Black in the mix, I'm like, oh my God, is it going to be is it going to be La Facción Ingobernable and BCC in Blood and Guts? Like, what's happening? And last night when I was talking to Cresta for the post show, she was like, well, what if it's Blood and Guts, but it's three teams?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? That literally blew my mind. I was like, it's going to be LFI, BCC, and House of Black.
House of Black.
That's literally insane. And then I'm like, what if you had another team in there? I was like, what if you had the Dark Order? Like, that's also an up-and-coming team. Like, that really needs a push.
Yeah.
So, Blood and Guts. I feel like that's where this is all leading to, with House of Black specifically. But with LFI, I would really like to see them also as a dominant team.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Blackpool Combat Club, LFI, and House of Black. Those are, for me,
badass
three
factions
that are badass, that are... what's the word in English, best friend? I'm thinking rudos. They're like
rough,
really rough, very mean.
Mean, yeah.
They're so mean.
Like, rudo. It's such a good word in Spanish.
Yeah.
Let me find the direct translation to that, because I don't think we can do even. It might not be doing justice, because I feel like sometimes even the words in Spanish.
No. Yeah. You're right.
A little bit more. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm expecting, my friend. Besides this whole them beating everyone up, hopefully having the most amazing matches with the House of Black and Blackpool Combat Black Cup.
Course rough. But it's like
kind
of like rough, but aggressive. Like,
right.
I feel like sometimes you can tell kind of in wrestling styles.
Yeah.
Someone who wrestles kind of rudo, people who are like heavy handed.
Like you said, aggressive kind of. Yeah.
It's kind of like a Samoa Joe, John Moxley, kind of like that kind of style.
Right.
So yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah. I hope you guys get it. Yeah. No, that's a very good way to put it, because in wrestling, again, Rouge, just think Rouge.
Yeah.
John Moxley, like, they, you know, that if you mess with them or if anyone messes with them, pues, like,
it's on site.
Living
Eddie Kingston lives the rudo life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, let me tell you where I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Recently, Tony Khan has brought some luchadores, right, from CMLL.
He said, hey to both of you, and does brutal fit the word? Yeah.
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 Hi, by the way. But yes, actually, that's a very good word, brutal. Yes.
Yeah.
He is brutal. That is a very good word. Brutal, yeah, brutal, aggressive.
Rude.
So rude.
Offensive. That's also fits the, like, you're fighting, like, not just to fight, but like, I'm also offending you.
No. Oh yeah. You're so right. Like, humiliating you. Tony Khan has brought some luchadores from CMLL, and I asked Sergio, wait, does this mean that there is a possibility, or does this mean that now Rush and maybe Andrade can work with LIJ, Los Ingobernables de Japón? Oh. And Sergio said, yes, maybe, best friend. I literally almost fell to the floor.
Not the maybe.
Well, I'm guessing, I mean, I guess we don't know really.
I guess it's like Bullet Club Gold with like working with Bullet Club.
Right. And honestly, I mean, it's way bigger than that. The issue with CMLL and Triple A is crazy stupid, if you ask me. But best friend, that is just so exciting for me, because Rush has mentioned Naito. He recently mentioned Naito on Twitter. I don't call it X around here. He mentioned Naito on Twitter.
A little banner that I made. It says Twitter.
Twitter.
Put X. People gonna be like, an X. She forgot to put that.
It still takes me time when I watch something and people say, oh, on X. I'm like, on X.
Like,
and I'm like,
oh,
Twitter? Yeah. It's like the Sears Tower when people call it the Willis Tower.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when people call Twitter X.
You're like, Twitter. What's happening?
And yeah, that's what I'm expecting. LIJ and AEW working with LFI is so very exciting for me. Yeah, the ones that know.
The ones that know, Yeah. Man, just having this group back, there's so many possibilities now because the trios division has been a little like all you really had was Blackpool Combat Club and Dark Order. And Dark Order, they were just starting to push, right?
And the Acclaimed, I guess.
And the Acclaimed, who are the trios champs right now. But I feel like the Acclaimed kind of lost their hype.
Okay.
And now, yes, they are going to be on 69 days, which 69 days scissoring, pretty iconic for them, I guess.
I didn't even think about that for some. Thank you, Rush Friend.
It fits the mold with the Acclaimed. Yeah. But I think that now is a really good time to build up that division.
Yes, you're so right.
Yes, and the Hung Bucks.
And the Hung Bucks, but
more Ring of Honor.
And right? And like, yeah, and I also feel like they're probably, they obviously want to give everyone else the opportunity.
Yeah.
To, you know, do their own. At least right now they're holding the Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. I forgot what are they called. Trio titles.
I don't know.
They have a certain name. And you know what?
I'm so sorry. I watched Ring of Honor when it first, not when it first came out, but like when Tony first got it back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, all about Ring of Honor. And then I never watched it. I think I watched it for like a month or two.
Yeah. Well, it's because you got to pay for it, right? And it's like,
that's when I stopped.
Yeah. I mean, not that I wouldn't be willing to. I would if it was a little more Ring of Honor and less AEW. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Restaurant, what, you know, I know you mentioned that. The possibility of them working together, maybe yes. Like a Forbidden Door.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, Rush Friend, I would cry. First of all, I really would cry.
Yeah.
One, if it's not happening here in Chicago and I'm not there, I would cry because I'm not there.
Okay. Were you also a little offended when they didn't have it here the second time?
Yes.
I was like, how dare you?
I don't care if we sound entitled. I don't care. That was disrespectful. They could have at least had it one more year.
We could have had like a 5-year deal or something.
Maybe a 5-year deal would have been perfect. No, perfect would be forever. But we already have All Out. So yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I guess we'll be fine with one.
I guess.
People were mad about the Thanksgiving show again.
Excuse me. Are we not allowed to have Dynamites?
Oh, man.
Is AEW not allowed to come here at all?
Anytime AEW mentions a show in Chicago, everybody's like, here we go. A show in Chicago, which I don't know how many times. We have to go through this with everyone.
If you don't like it, then so I don't know. Be better in the crowd. What can I tell you? Like, they love us. They
Chicago
love us.
Always sells out. Like, I don't know what to say.
And even if it's not sold out, restaurant, we're so loud that they love us. Exactly. That you can't tell that it's not sold out. So if you want them to go to your cities or your favorite cities and tell those cities to be better, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Yeah. Ooh, so next comment, Ring of Honor gives me darker elevation vibes. Not elevation.
Yes, I agree. That's exactly what I was like. Well, I didn't say it, but
you have to.
It's very AEW, very darker elevation vibes. Absolutely. I agree with that. And it's not bad. Like, Dark and Elevation were not bad at all. And the matches that they be having, I mean, we're there sometimes when they're filming.
Because we were we were waiting for the show to start.
Well, even when it ends, though, we still stay there.
That's true, because we want to be supportive.
Yes, of course. And we love wrestling.
Yeah.
What's it called? But I don't know. It doesn't feel Ring of Honor to me. Ring of Honor-ish.
Interesting. Well, thank you for the comment.
We should call it Ring of Alili or something, if that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
No shade, Tony Khan. No shade.
Interesting.
don't do that, restaurant. By the way, guys, if it looks weird, if my eyes look weird because I'm looking over here when Edie's talking, it's because the camera's here.
Camera's
and then
here,
the screen, and she's behind me.
We're used to talking to each other like this, yeah. But then I could just, it's okay, restaurant. We look through to the camera.
And we're trying to look cute for the camera. So it's a little
10.
Work here.
10 out of 10. We're fine. Something that's not going to be cute in this conversation. Ronda Rousey. Best friend.
I love you. The transition.
So let's talk about Ronda Rousey, which.
Do you really want to talk about Ronda Rousey?
No, I thought we were done talking about Ronda Rousey.
I know. I thought she was done.
Here we are.
I thought Ronda Rousey was done with Ronda Rousey.
Same. So Ronda Rousey was making the rounds on social media recently because she was seen at what is it? She made her return at the ring at Lucha Vaboom event. So never heard of that promotion, but she was teaming with Marina Shafir, who is her bestie. And everyone was like, oh my God, Ronda Rousey at an indie show. How crazy, right?
Yeah.
And from then, why did you say yeah like that? Do you have more comments on Ronda Rousey or just go?
So crazy, Rusfer.
Oh my God. We are so unserious with Ronda Rousey. We're so unserious with the podcast in general, but with Ronda Rousey specifically. Okay, so she ended up winning that match, right? And then people started talking. And of course, everyone was like, oh my God, Ronda Rousey in the indies, which is kind of insane to think about, right?
Yes.
Because WWE took her off their roster and put her on the alumni page. And my understanding was that she was done with wrestling. So, yeah, the debut of Ronda Rousey, she's having her own match at the Wrestling Revolver show. I think it's called Unreal. And yeah, she's
okay.
Probably set to do a couple indie dates, which how much are you paying Ronda Rousey to go to your indie show?
You know what? I did not think about
this. This is something that always interests me, right? Like how much wrestlers get paid. And I always try to think of like, all right, if I pay this much for a ticket, but if front row is this much for a ticket at an indie show, and there's this many people of us there, and if you give a wrestler maybe the full amount of everybody's ticket for like the first two rows, and I'm like, all right, how many people are on the card? But then I think about not everyone's getting paid equally. There's just so many ways that I'm thinking about it, right? So how much is Ronda Rousey getting paid?
You're so right. I did not think about that.
She was making bank at WWE.
Right.
So for a one-time appearance or like a two-time appearance, how many the coverage that this indie promotion is going to get because Ronda Rousey is just now there, it's going to be insane.
You think so?
Absolutely. You think ESPN is not going to be like, whoa, Ronda Rousey's now just showing up at this arena down the street, like at this promotion. Everyone's going to be talking about Wrestling Revolver, like everyone.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't know because I know that, what do you call it? Society in general views wrestling as like fake. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't expect for like ESPN to talk about that, but you're right. It is Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. So who knows? But that's a very good question, Russ Frank. I did not think about that. I hope that the other wrestlers are getting paid because I hope it's not a situation where like, well, Ronda Rousey is getting paid. Everyone else is not. Yeah. Because you're right. Like, it's Ronda Rousey. How much money is she? Take a shot every time we say Ronda Rousey. How much money would she be asking? Because she was making more money than a lot of top stars on WWE.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be interesting. Someone else who's also going to be there is Mike Bailey, who had a fantastic match against Will Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was like, oh my God, make it Mike Bailey versus Ronda Rousey. I'm like, please don't do that. That would be amazing. But please don't do that.
You know what, restaurant? That is so funny that you bring that up because I recently was watching a match with him against Hiromu in New Japan.
Yeah.
And this is my first time watching this man, okay? I've never seen him in the indies first or anything.
Mike Bailey?
Yes. And
how have we not talked about this?
Yes, best friend. And I was telling Sergio that I'm like, oh, this is my first time. I'm not familiar with, I know his face and the name, but I was not familiar with his work. And I'm watching him and I'm like, why is this man barefoot? So now we have Ronda Rousey, who's barefoot, Mike Bailey, who's barefoot. And I saw that you said that she tagged with Marina Shafir, who's also barefoot.
Interesting.
That's the only thing that I got out of that restaurant.
When I first saw Mike Bailey, it was in Indiana, and it was at a AAW show. No, it was at it's a promotion that starts with a B.
Oh,
it's killing me right now.
Something black.
Black. If you guys know what promotion I'm talking about, put it in the comments.
I don't. Please.
I have to look it up because this is literally going to kill me if I don't. Oh, what is it called? But anyway, while I find the promotion.
You saw him.
It was the first time I saw him and I was with Lowe. and she knew who he was, and I had no idea who Mike Bailey was. She's like, oh my God, you don't know Mike Bailey? I said, no, I don't know Mike Bailey. And he came out, he had no shoes on, and I was like, oh. And then he was kicking people in the crowd, like he'd like, put your hand up, and then he'd like kick it with his foot. I was like, that's insane, that's insane behavior, Mike Bailey. And everyone was chanting speedball, and I was like, what is a speedball?
Mike Bailey,
what is happening? And then when I saw the match, I'm like, makes sense. Makes sense, sir. And he was so great. And the next time I saw him, I'm like, oh, I have to meet him. And he was so nice. I go up to him, okay, and I'm like, hi, Mike Bailey. I was like, you are so great. And he's like, I know.
Oh. Okay.
He's confident in himself. We love that. We love to see it. And he's also on Twitch a lot, and he does great at streams.
Okay.
He is just really, really nice, really wholesome. And I bought some merch from him because I'm like, he's just a great guy.
Okay, Rashawn.
Yeah, he's a 10 out of 10. So Black Label Pro. You are,
it is Black Label
coming Pro through. Yes, that's what it was. Thank you so much, because I also gave up on looking for it. I didn't even spell black right. I just put it in Google. I put B-L-C-K. That's what I put. Yes, it was Black Label Pro. That's the first time that I saw him. It was just great. So that match that he had with Will Ospreay, I know we're not huge fans of Will Ospreay, but that's like personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But that match was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And props to both of them.
Okay, best friend.
Yeah.
I learned something new about you today. Yes. You're a Mike Bailey fan.
I need to get my laptop because I need to show you. I have a little Mike Bailey sticker on there.
Really? Rest friend, how is this new to me? I thought I knew you. What?
He's right here.
Oh, that's him? I'm like, where is he?
He's right here. He made these little stickers and he sold them.
Oh my gosh. Can I show the camera your laptop?
This is my laptop, guys. It's all, literally, that's all me. See little Mike Bailey here at the top. Oh, that's us, friends. That's Mike Bailey. And then here's Casey's sticker over the moon. Saw. Love to see it. Also follow Wrestling Wind Down podcast. And then also Lucha Outsiders. Love to see it.
So cute.
Amazing. Yeah. So. Rest friend.
Okay, yes.
The love for Mike Bailey.
Yes.
The love for Mike Bailey.
Okay, rest friend.
Also, I wonder if anybody heard us because I didn't have the mic on to my.
Oh.
Well, you had it.
You know what it's we're fine. Talking about.
You know what we're talking about. Yeah. So my laptop, it's my baby. It's literally on its last limbs.
The Conchita. I love the Conchita.
Yes. I don't want to like replace it because I have all my stickers on here. Like.
No, rest friend. That is so cute.
And I have the Young Bucks.
I have
Wanda. Man. Oh, this one you got for me, restaurant.
I did. Yeah. I don't even remember.
You got
that.
It for me, SC2E2.
That is so. I'm so cute. No.
Iconic. So iconic. So yeah. What do you think this is going to mean for Ronda Rousey? Do you think she'll ever be back at WWE? You think she might get picked up AEW?
Oh,
she's doing these indie runs. Could you imagine?
Look. When it comes to AEW, as someone who's been there since day one. I am very, no one knows me there, but I pretend like I am, what's it called? Like I'm entitled to a lot just because I've been there since day one. So I don't want Ronda Rousey in AEW. Mm. I don't want Ronda Rousey in AEW, best friend. I hope she doesn't go to AEW. What does this mean for her? Can I be honest? Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Okay. Same.
I know you do, best friend. I know you do. I know you're trying to be professional. But same.
We try to keep it profesh here at Rust Friends. But
at least we talked about her.
Yeah. You know, she's newsworthy. Goodbye.
I didn't know what to say to her.
You said, sure she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what? Something else that I'm very excited about.
Oh.
I don't even know too much about it. I just saw the tweets. Oh my God. Look at me doing my research. But I know Tremperetta called out Shingo Takagi. Rest friend.
When was this? Okay.
So last night.
I saw a picture of trends and it was all over Twitter. And I was like, what's happening?
Yes.
So that was the chisme.
Yes. That was the chisme. Let me look it up.
Oh my God. Trends. Okay. See, that's another group. Best friends. Now that Orange Cassidy.
Tony Khan. Can we talk about best friends?
That man works so hard. Just give him a little break. Put him with best friends and have the best friends do a little bit more of the work, right? They can let Orange just chill. Go back to just being cash. Just being Naranja Cassidy.
Yeah.
While they really put in the work.
Yeah.
So if you're still going to have MJF like featured prominently, like on the roster. So hold on. I just saw these comments. Troy said, can she stay away from the Stardom girls?
And facts.
I'm good.
Facts.
Please and thank you. Please and thank you. Troy, you're always coming through.
Always.
What else? She was okay in Strikeforce and has been going downhill ever since. She really needed someone to talk for her. The promos were rough.
She needs someone to talk to her. I don't think anyone's telling her anything. I don't think anyone's like, Rhonda, I don't think that's a great idea.
You know what she needed? She needed a John Cena.
A John Cena. I think a lot of people needed a John Cena, so I agree.
Yeah.
John Cena treated Roman Reigns. That's what she needed?
That's what it was. Because it was just a little rough. And you know what? Some people are better athletes than they are speakers, right? I feel like...
Yes.
Some people you have to learn to have a conversation, and that's not bad. You know, it's just, you're not as comfortable. You'd rather do the work. I guess like for me, I'm thinking about it for me in high school, I was in a lot of sports and yeah. I was a very shy person, but I feel like I was way better at sports than I was at giving speeches and having conversations with people. I would rather just like, all right, tell me what I got to do and I'm going to go do it. But only
Ms. Virgo.
But only in the terms of like sports, right? Because yeah. I feel like that's why I was in a lot of teams, because I think I was like coachable.
You definitely are hard on teamwork.
You work
good in teams.
Yeah. So I think that I was also like just able to learn. And I feel like maybe Rhonda just needed to practice just a little bit more on the mic.
I wonder if she just wanted to come in like
and just wrestle and be the
top star because she was in UFC. But it's like, girl, like, did you not work your way up in MMA?
Yeah.
Like, that's the same thing in wrestling. I think also the thing with Rousey was that sometimes her fans would be like, well, she just came from MMA. She's not a wrestler. What do you guys expect? Jade Cargo wasn't a wrestler. Bianca Belair wasn't a wrestler. And exactly. Look at them. Like, they've worked hard for their job.
Yeah.
And that's what we expected from Ronda Rousey, but we never got that.
We never did.
I don't know why we're still talking about her. I pulled up the tweet about Trent Beretta.
All right. Moving on to Trent Beretta.
Trent Beretta challenged Shingo Takagi for the Never Open Weight Championship, and this is going to happen in Dallas, Texas, best friend, November 10. So November 10, go buy the Stray Kids album and then also tune in to watch Trent Beretta versus Shingo Takagi, because that's very exciting for me.
I know you love Best Friends and you love Trent and Chucky's.
Yes, I love Trent and Chucky's. I love Best Friends. And I love LIJ. Shingo's my tío, by the way.
Oh, yes.
That's tío Shingo.
That was tío. I totally forgot.
That is tío Shingo, best friend. So that's really cool. Because we were talking about Best Friends and Tony Khan too right now. I need Tony Khan to listen to me and please make them tag team champions at least, because we were talking about the trios, right? And how we need more teams and like they need to bring on more teams,
just better established.
Use them more. Best friends, they're using Orange Cassidy already. Why not put them back with
best friends and you got a trios
and
again?
Yes, like come on, we need baby faces too, not just heels, because we have, again, we were talking about BCC and the House of Black and LFI. We need some baby faces.
Yeah, which as much as people love them, it's like an MJF situation, right? Like you love MJF, but you know he's not the good guy. Mm-hmm. This is what's the situation is with a lot of the factions.
Yes.
Is absolutely, you love Roosh, but you know Roosh is not the good guy.
Right.
Like, you love House of Black. You know House of Black is not the good people. Yeah. So same thing with BCC. They're not the great people.
Yeah, we need a little bit of that old school kayfabe stuff.
And that's why, I mean, you do have the Acclaimed. But who else is a babyface trio right now besides like the Young Bucks? And even then, you can still argue the Young Bucks are not the good guys.
I mean, they're definitely becoming heels. Mm-hmm. I feel like speaking of them, I feel like Swerve is going to bring out a side of Hangman that a lot of people are not familiar with. And I'm so excited.
Best friend, I'm so scared.
Because what would you do if that man just walked into your home like that?
Best friend, okay, let's talk about
it. Let's talk about it, because that segment was crazy.
That was when I saw Swerve walk into Hangman's house. It gave me Randy Orton, Triple H vibes. That's the first thing that I thought about. I'm like, man, what a great callback to be like the invasion of a home. Mm-hmm. Except, I mean, I really thought, you know, just because Hangman was there, I was like, oh, man, they're not going to have a fight. But that would have been crazy, you mm-hmm. know, because I still remember very vividly Randy Orton sitting on the couch with his wife. And then he was like, oh, you've gone too far. And then Triple H comes through the window, like through the door, and then they're fighting everywhere. It was just so memorable. And literally the callback to just having Swerve in Hangman's house. Mm-hmm. That is wild.
So wild, especially because he has his child there, right? His kid, Hangman Jr., we're going to call him.
Hangman Jr.
And I mean, obviously you could kind of tell, I guess, no one was home because it was dark. Mm-hmm. But he goes and he rips Hangman Jr.'s paintings.
Which...
What?
What? When I saw those paintings, I'm like... I said, who made those?
A one-year-old definitely made it. Wait, I don't know how old that child is, but...
I said, who made those? Who? What intern did you guys have make those paintings? Because, I mean, I didn't believe. And if the baby did draw them, I'm so sorry. But there was no way that Hayman would have been, yeah, rip up my kid's painting.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like,
I don't think so.
No, I also feel like they had a lot of fun filming this.
I'm sure Hangman was filming it.
I'm sure Hangman was like on his phone. He's like, yeah, get in the crib.
Okay, the one thing that I noticed, I'm sorry I'm like this. Who made me like this? I don't know. I'm a Virgo rising though, so I don't know if that's the explanation, but Swerve got on Hangman's couch with his outside shoes on, rest friend. He stepped on his couch with his outside shoes on. I could not stop thinking about that. I was like,
honestly, I missed that part of the promo.
That is so gross. That's and disrespectful. Nasty. But then he goes into his son's room, rest friend, where his crib is, where they change his diaper and everything.
Yep.
He goes in there and apparently the baby's in the crib and Swerve's talking to him, gives him like a little mini baby Swerve t-shirt.
Okay, that was kind of cute.
That was so cute.
I was worried. I'm like, oh my God, the baby's going to suffocate.
You're just picturing him putting the shirt on his face.
On him. I was like, no, the baby.
I was picturing an empty crib.
Yeah, I was picturing an empty crib too, but then I'm like, what if they add like a little sound effect? What if they pipe in? If they would have zoomed into the baby, it would have been done.
That would have been crazy. So
that would have been wild.
So was this supposed to be like they were supposed to be sleeping? Hangman's wife heard nothing? Is that what was supposed to be happening here?
And then yeah, Hangman wasn't home, but then I was like, who was that?
Hangman needs alarms at home.
Hangman,
do you not have a Ring camera?
A dog? Get something.
Wait, Hangman, you have dogs. He has posted pictures of dogs before.
Where were the dogs, sir? Not even a cat to like at least meow. At least you would have known an animal was there.
Gene would have been like meow once and left, but at least
we would have heard him. Known, right? You would have been like, oh wow, Gene is meowing.
Why is Gene meowing?
Meowing. That's so weird.
No, there was no one there. Not a camera, not a dog to let Hangman's wife know that there was someone in their house. Because I didn't even think about that until we're talking about the baby. I'm like, wait a minute. You're right. They're supposed to be home sleeping, I guess. No one heard Swerve. No one heard Prince Nana.
No one heard the cameraman?
No one heard the cameraman?
There was literally three people in this place.
It's so quiet and no one heard him ripping up the painting.
I love that. I know. They were talking loud, too. If I heard someone talking loud in my kitchen, I'd be out the window. In the middle of the night, I would be out the window immediately. And I'd take my phone and then I'd call. The call is coming from inside of the house, but in the yard. That's where I would have been.
Mm-mm. I hope you would call the cops first, best friend.
First of all, and then if it was someone I knew, I'd be like, excuse me, why are you in my kitchen? But honestly, you know,
Swerve? What are you doing in my kitchen?
I love that we can break down wrestling like this. Because
it's what's fun.
We also can do like, oh, what do you think recording was like, you know, and what do you think, you know, because we've seen, I think Takeshita and Don Callis, when they were in Japan, they were talking
about. Oh, and Kenny was,
we're going to find you. Kenny, we're going to hurt you. And Kenny was like recording the promo. He was like getting all the angles. And I said, yes, Kenny, I'm here for
work it.
Kenny was probably like, no, say it like this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, do that. So yeah. I love getting into these parts of like,
me too.
The production of wrestling and like these promos.
Because I think it's also finding out that our wrestlers, some of our favorite wrestlers that are feuding against each other are actually friends. Like, that's a nice little pop. You know what? You're not wrong, Hang
that
Boy.
That is an iconic comment, and we appreciate that. He said, surely he needs to be named Hang Boy. Which I didn't think about that.
Me neither.
Didn't think about
that. My first thought was Hangman Jr.
How do you say that name?
Scutcher Boy? I'm like.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Scutcher Boy.
10 out of 10. You came in clutch with the Black Label Pro. And yeah, Hang Boy. That is so funny. I was thinking like, because you said Hangman Jr. I was like, HMJ. You know, I was trying to do like initials.
HMJ.
HMJ.
I mean, it could be Adam Jr., I guess, but no, it doesn't sound as fun as Hangman Jr. or Hang Boy. I don't know. Just kidding, I know.
Oh, like maybe he's a junior.
Let me pretend like I don't know. Let me Google.
Let me Google it.
I believe his name is Steven.
Okay, so it might be Junior, right?
Little Steven Jr. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. We will never know, most likely.
We'll just leave it at Hang Boy.
Hang Boy.
Hang Boy for that.
I like Hang Boy.
But, man, what a great promo. That was just, it just took me back. That's the first thing that I thought. I was like, Randy Orton and Triple H.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm just excited for them to like have this huge feud that already is already happening, obviously. Mm-hmm.
The rise of Swerve.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm so excited for, because that's what a lot of people are talking about. A lot of people are so excited. And hopefully this means he becomes a champion soon, right? But I also like the fact that Hangman's going back up there, because after everything they've gone through, him, the Young Bucks, and Kenny, it's so nice to see them finally back on TV more regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. I feel like the crowd has really been able to get behind Swerve.
Yes.
And it's literally something that is crazy to witness, because I feel like we've been able to experience it with the Acclaimed, mm-hmm. right? Do you remember at All Out last year when they were in that like tag team match? I don't know. I think it was, I don't remember who it was, but people were really behind the Acclaimed, and you really saw the support for them
mm-hmm.
in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that with Swerve being able to really shine, and, you know, in these press scrums, people have the world to say about Swerve mm-hmm. and that he's so great. And finally to get that recognition and that push, and that in addition to Prince Nana,
yes.
who acts a fool.
Yes.
I absolutely love. He is just so close. Like, he's gonna get that push.
Yes, I agree, Rich Friend, because we can't talk about Swerve, how amazing Swerve has done in AEW, without talking about his work in WWE. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think this is just like, he deserves this. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he's getting that push, and hopefully eventually he gets up there.
Yeah. And having a feud with people like Hangman, that's a big
He keeps offending and talking shit to, but Hangman keeps putting over. Like, everything he's saying, Hangman agrees with, because it's true, right? Most of his promos have been like, yeah, he's angry, but he's speaking the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else but Hangman. Like RJ City said, non-racist cowboy. You have to watch it, Russ Friend.
Can't. I'm gonna watch it after.
You this. Have RJ to watch it, because
it's iconic.
It's yeah.
Well, do you have anything else you want to cover before we log off? Do you guys in the comments, do you guys have anything else you maybe want us to talk about? But this, I'm telling you, these couple past weeks of wrestling have been like an overload of wrestling. And now we're leading up to bigger things. You know, AEW just announced that they're going to have another pay-per-view at the end of the year. And we are going to go to their November show, their Thanksgiving show, because Tony Khan is going to be here with his family because he lives here.
And he loves it here. He loves it here. He grew up 2 hours away from here, he says all the time. His people are in Champaign, he says. What else did he say? He just loves Chicago. He's always going to keep coming here. And Chicago is his favorite Allowed home. And yeah, I mean,
yeah.
We're just repeating what he says to us.
Honestly, you know what? Let's call him.
Are you watching us right now?
Tony Khan, are you watching? Oh, I thought you were going to be able to hear me like typing like the little buttons. I wonder if you can. No, damn.
How about me? Let me see.
Can you?
Let me turn out.
Call him.
Let me turn my sound on.
Call Tony Khan.
Let me call Tony Khan. Lo tengo como Tony.
Oh, you're going to have him as like little Tony or something.
I know his number.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Tony Khan. I feel like it would be Tony Khan. How do you say that? Owner of AEW.
CEO, right?
CEO of AEW.
Is that what? President.
President of AEW, All Elite Wrestling,
Jacksonville Jaguars,
and Fulham. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his soccer team, but.
Beep. And then we leave a message. Tony.
Hey, Tony. Okay, let's pretend that we're going to leave a message.
Leave a message after the beep.
Beep. Hey, Tony. It's Teddy.
And Edie, but you knew that already.
Oh, for real? He has a caller ID,
right? He's got a caller ID.
So, Tony, we have a couple questions.
Didn't answer the call. Rude.
First of all.
But we have a couple questions, just clarification, and then whatever the question we had, we would ask, and he'd be like, please stop calling me. Be like, you don't need to call me for every question you have, just send an email.
Just tweet me.
Just at me. Just at me next time.
I don't know, I feel like Tony Khan would answer our phone calls because he would think, oh, maybe they're going to be serious this time and ask me something.
And then be wrong.
And no, we're just literally calling to catch up.
Yeah, but oh my God, Tony, I haven't seen you since this morning. It's been 4 hours. What are you having for lunch? And by you, I mean we.
Us.
What are we having for lunch? Yeah. All right, that's enough.
That's more than enough. We've been to one serious restaurant.
Plenty shenanigans, but we want to thank everyone who has watched us live. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you to all the comments that you guys have left. We absolutely love you. Make sure that you subscribe to Rest Friends on YouTube. And if you can't catch our streams, because we are going to be streaming more often, if you can't catch them, don't worry. We will always upload the audio version to Spotify, Instagram. iTunes, and everywhere that you will listen to the podcast. But Rest Friend, where can they find us on social media?
Twitter. Mm-hmm. If you can't find it, I'm sorry for you. I'm just kidding. I guess X. If you don't know what Twitter is, you're probably too young. But... Twitter, X, whatever, Instagram, on our bio, we have our link tree, which has our links to every single restaurant content that you would want to get in touch with.
Yep. So thank you so much for joining us. We absolutely appreciate you guys. And you know that our restaurants kind of just mean the world to us. We're super excited.
And happy Halloween. It's Halloween in a couple days, which I'm excited and happy for, but then at the same time sad because I love it's my favorite holiday. And even though it's Halloween every day in my house, it isn't out here. And you know, and people are already over it. People are already starting with their Christmas decorations. But anyway, happy Halloween. I have my Reagan shirt on. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Love to see it.
But yeah, I hope everyone has a wonderful Halloween.
Yeah. Have a spooky, spooktacular Tuesday. It's going to be like snowing here in Chicago.
Yeah, it's going to be cold here.
Tragic, but love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.